Every now and then, we musicians like to give the congregation a little break so they can pray and meditate on what's being sung. In between Sundays, we snarks like to give our listeners something to enjoy. Like I Snark, episode 159, coming up right now.
I snark, you snark, we all snark for the I snark.
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Let a nice drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark
this.
Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark, lift high the roaring snark, proclaim.
What the snark?
Brian Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by FCAP. When used right, it's a phenomenon. When used incorrectly, it's an epidemic. And now, writing your prescription to cure the FCAP epidemic, here's Brian Michael Page.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Hello and welcome, ego sumbianis Michaelis pagina. Yes, I'm Brian Michael Page, your friendly neighborhood ice snark. Before we start anything, let us pray for the repose of the soul of a priest I had the pleasure of working with as a substitute organist back in October, Father Henry Mayer, a priest of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement, who died last Thursday, January 28th. He was 75 years old. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and may perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. May his soul and all the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. Father Henry's funeral mass will be held this Wednesday, February 3rd, at 7 p.m. at the Chapel of Our Savior in Brockton, Massachusetts. I will be serving as organist for the funeral that evening, as the chapel's music director is away. A phone conversation with one of the singers at the chapel the other day gave me the opening topic for today's show. You see, after we talked about the music for Father Henry's funeral, we got talking about some really bad music, and the singer agreed with me that it's too bad many people think that people have to sing every single thing that has music to it. Thus my opening rant. We have to overcome a virus that has gone wilder than the girls they talk about on the video series Girls Gone Wild. It's called the FCAP epidemic. It should really be the misconceptions of FCAP epidemic, but I didn't feel like using all the syllables. Those who know what I'm talking about get what I mean by when I say FCAP epidemic. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, let me tell you a little about FCAP. FCAP, FCAP, is the acronym given by a number of us in the world of Catholic music. It stands for Full Conscious and Active Participation. This full conscious and active participation is a goal that was set for the people at Mass by the fathers of Vatican II. Now, basically, that gives the people a few extra ways to actually take part in the Mass instead of being spectators for anywhere between 30 to 90 minutes. Now, the people can sing and say parts of the Mass. Now, before I go on, the fact that people can sing and say parts of the Mass is a good thing. However, contrary to popular misconception by those who look for any excuse to come up with the most banal of ditties, and if you don't know what I mean yet about banal ditties, just listen further on in today's show as well as the previous five shows. Yes, I'm talking about my review of the 2010 OCP music issue. Many of the titles that I rated as Can Go, Must Be Deep Sixed, Must Go Bye-Bye, etc. That does not necessarily mean that the people have to sing every single thing in the Mass that's set to music. Some pieces are actually best suited for the choir. FCAP never intended to shut out the choir. I mean, some people actually think that the choir should be limited to just singing along with the congregation. That's not true. It's not true at all. Matter of fact, in the most recent general instruction of the Roman Missal, this is the 2002 edition, there are options as to what can be sung by the people, people with choir, choir alone, etc. It's all right here in the general instruction. I have this handy. Okay? I'll even leave a link in the show notes. How do you like that? The entrance chant, not the nutcase invented gathering song, but the entrance chant, as you may see in paragraph number 48 in the general instruction, can be sung by the cantor with the people, or entirely by the people, or the choir alone. You'll find in paragraph 74 and 87 that the offertory and communion chants may be sung in the same manner. And many times I'd watch a papal mass, or at least the first couple of legs of a papal mass at St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican, you'll hear the choir taking on a choral processional as the entrance. I don't know for sure, but I have a gut feeling that this may be a musical setting of the proper introit for the day, or at least based on it. Some of the parishes with excellent music programs, even here in America, will often have the choir chant the introit, usually in Latin, then have a hymn sung by the people after that. And not a bad idea for those who want to use the propers but still feel that need for some hymns. The Kyrie, used either with Form A or with the Form C tropes, should involve the people as they too are pleading for God's mercy. The priest, deacon, or cantor intones each verse of this important litany, followed by the people repeating it. The Gloria, according to paragraph 53, is, quote, intoned by the priest or, if appropriate, by a choir or by the cantor. But it is sung either by everyone together or by the people alternately with the choir or by the choir alone. Yes, you can have a choral Gloria. Why not? The GIRM says so. Sadly, in many parishes, especially in my neck of the woods, they often opt to say the Gloria instead of sing it. At least in my diocese, you hardly ever hear the Gloria sung during ordinary time. That's too bad. The collect, yes, that opening prayer, as in many in the English-speaking world call it, okay, despite its the most recent GIRM continue to rightly use the term collect, is said or sung by the priest, with the people responding, Amen. Simple as that. Same with the prayer over the offerings, or prayer over the gifts, once known as the secret, and the post-communion prayer, well, now the prayer after communion. The responsorial psalm is almost self-explanatory. The cantor, who serves as psalmist in this case, proclaims the psalm with the people singing the antiphon in between verses or sets of verses. The Alleluia before the Gospel is done like the responsorial psalm, except that there is usually only one verse, with the exception of the Easter Vigil, where there's three. That verse is sung by the cantor or choir. The people sing the Alleluia. Now, one should note in that both the responsorial psalm and the Alleluia, the first time around, the cantor intones the people's part first, and then the people repeat it. But then the people just repeat it once after each verse. There's no need for extra intonations. Now, during Lent, that verse before the Gospel is sung, along with one of four antiphons given in the lectionary to replace the word Alleluia. And it's treated the same way as the usual Alleluia. A tract, like that in the Graduale Romanum, may be chanted by the choir in its place. The Credo is proclaimed by all. However, on rare occasion, very rare occasion around here, you'll find a parish that sings it. Up around here, the only time you'll find a choir singing the Credo or anybody singing the Credo will probably be in an extraordinary form mass. But anyways, when the Credo is sung in the ordinary form mass, it is done so by either all together or by the people alternating with the choir, according to paragraph 68. The Sanctus should be sung by all. Same with the Anamnesis, commonly known as the Memorial Acclamation. The Amen, that is the concluding acclamation to the final doxology of the Eucharistic prayer. And the Lord's Prayer and its doxology. The Agnus Dei, when sung, should be led by a cantor or choir and responded to by all. The general instruction does mention the optional hymn of praise after communion, which may be sung by all. That same general instruction, however, continues to make no mention of a recessional hymn. Therefore, whatever. Sing something with the people, or just the choir, or just do organ music. Sometimes it's good to end with just organ music, especially if a hymn of praise was sung. Sometimes it's even good to end with no music at all. Just have a silent recessional. Why not? Especially during Lent or Holy Week. That'd be fine. But now, with all that said, let's greet our good friends, the Jungle Screechers, who are going to take off an audition for Survivor, by the way, but I talked them into staying. Here they are, the Jungle Screechers.
Feast for the week! Feast for the week!
Thank you, Jungle Screechers! Well, let's check out our liturgical calendar this week, February 1st through 7th. Monday, February 1st, in the ordinary form.
Feria.
Vestment color green, because it's still an ordinary time. In the extraordinary form, St. Ignatius, 3rd Bishop of Antioch and Martyr, 3rd class. Vestment color red. Tuesday, February 2nd, on the secular calendar is Groundhog Day. Has your groundhog seen its shadow yet? Now, getting back to sacred matters. In the ordinary form, presentation of the Lord, a feast. In the extraordinary form, second class, purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Vestment color in both forms, white. Now, how did both of these names come about? Well, you see, when Mary presented Jesus in the temple in accordance with Mosaic law, she was purified by Simeon the Just. Both of these forms begin in a similar manner with a procession where we proclaim Christ as a light for all peoples. Thus the common name, Candlemas. Now while we are in procession, we repeat Simeon's words. Nunc dimittis servum tuum, Domine, secundum verbum tuum in pace. Quia viderunt oculi mei salutare tuum, quod parasti ante faciem omnium populorum. Lumen ad revelationem gentium, et gloriam plebis tuae Israel. What does that mean? Lord, now dismiss your servant according to your word in peace. For my eyes have been your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples. A light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. Now Wednesday, February 3rd, okay, in the ordinary form, two optional memorials, St. Blaise, Bishop and Martyr, and St. Ansgar, Bishop. Vestment colors, red for St. Blaise, white for St. Ansgar, green for the Feria. Now I'm going to put my money, or lack thereof, on St. Blaise, as the blessing of the throats in Blaise's honor is a very popular custom. Now, in the extraordinary form,
Feria.
Vestment color violet. Remember, in the extraordinary form, we are in the season of Septuagesima, so the normal vestment color is violet. However, there is a low mass commemoration on that day. Guess who? St. Blaise. Well, well, well. And the ordo that I have in front of me says, blessing of throats may be given on this day. The custom continues today. Now, Thursday, February 4th, in the ordinary form,
Feria.
Vestment color green. It's going to get confusing, huh? Ordinary form Ferias, green. Extraordinary form Ferias, violet. Extraordinary form for February 4th, St. Andrew Corsini, Bishop and Confessor. This is the third class. Vestment color white. Now, Friday, February 5th. In both forms, St. Agatha, Virgin and Martyr, vestment color red. It's a memorial in the ordinary form and third class in the extraordinary form. Saturday, February 6th. In the ordinary form, St. Paul Miki and his companions, all martyrs. That is a memorial, vestment color red. In the extraordinary form, St. Titus, Bishop and Confessor, third class. Vestment color white. Now, finally, Sunday, in the ordinary form, fifth Sunday of ordinary time, vestment color green, and in the extraordinary form, Sexagesima Sunday, symbolically the 60th day before the Lord's resurrection, vestment color violet. We'll be back. We'll have more Ice Snark for you in just a moment. But first, we have to sing up our favorite deli meat. Did you know that crocuscus kielbasa can be even more addicting than cigarettes? Just ask anyone who's had some. Stay tuned.
Crocuscus kielbasa, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Christos Vincent promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Hi, Snark, semi-live on Route 24. Oh, greetings once again from the road. We're semi-live on Massachusetts State Route 24. This is a freeway that actually begins as Rhode Island Route 24 in Portsmouth, Rhode Island, crosses into Massachusetts, makes its way up to I-93 in Randolph, Massachusetts. Talks are actually underway about raising most of Route 24 to interstate standards in the next 10 years. So why are we on Route 24? We're en route to a very unique chapel in Rockton, Massachusetts, just off Route 24, called the Chapel of Our Savior. This Catholic chapel, along with an adjacent gift shop, is run by the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement and is located behind a shopping mall and surrounded by numerous other retail stores. Because this chapel is intended to attract shoppers, or at least seems to be due to its location, the mall is usually closed on Sunday mornings, and thus there are no Sunday masses at the chapel. However, the chapel does hold two Saturday masses in anticipation for the Sunday, those masses being at 5:30 and 7 p.m. Now, last Saturday, and for the next two Saturdays, I'm filling in as organist for these anticipated masses on Saturday evenings, as their music director is away. I'm also playing this Wednesday's funeral for Father Henry Mayer, one of the chapel's friars. Anywho, this time I managed to take my DS-30 recorder to Mass, and yes, with fresh batteries. It didn't come out too bad, considering it's a tight squeeze in the small music corner in the back. Not much place to put the recorder. But thank God the music corner is in the back and not on some stage up front. The organ's an old 1960s model Allen with a giant Leslie-style speaker. Probably is a Leslie, who knows. Looks like one. Nothing to write home about. I've played a lot worse. You'll hear it today. Matter of fact, you'll hear it right now. Here's our entrance Well, there you have it. Love Divine or Love's Excelling. Text by Charles Wesley. The tune, of course, Heiferdahl by Roland Hugh Pritchard. Many have probably heard this tune more often with the more familiar Alleluia, Sing to Jesus. Now, the psalm, I Will Sing of Your Salvation, and Alleluia were both taken from Respond and Acclaim, the 2010 edition. Both of these pieces written by Owen Allstott. And now, here's our offertory. Well, that, of course, was Faith of Our Fathers, the text by Father Frederick Faber. And speaking of Father Faber, it's funny, someone at my former parish once thought Faith of Our Fathers was a Protestant hymn. You know, she approached me after Mass one time. She goes, "Hey, Brian, what's with the Protestant hymns? Faith of Our Fathers?" I turned around and said, "Faith of Our Fathers is Catholic. I said, it's written by an English Roman Catholic priest." That shut her up in a hurry. The tune is St. Catherine, written by Henry F. Hemme, adapted by James G. Walton. Sanctus in Agnus Dei was taken from Owen Allstott's Heritage Mass, one of the far better masses with an OCP copyright. The Anamnesis Christ Has Died and the Amen were of the Danish tone. Now, here's a communion hymn that might be familiar to those who have heard my work at my former parish in southern Rhode Island.
Deum vivus. et ex corde diligamus losi in cero. Ubi caritas
And there you go, Ubi Caritas, 9th century Latin text, set to a Mode 6 chant tune. The antiphon, Ubi Caritas est vera Deus ibi est, is translated, where there is true charity, God is always there. The recessional hymn was Holy God, We Praise Thy Name. I did record it, but decided not to keep it. There was only one verse, and my voice was starting to sound like crap, so I deleted it. And now, let us pause so that we may bring you the Beer Connoisseur's National Anthem.
Shall we gather at the TV, park our butts and watch the game, while we chug our favorite brewski, Koenig Ludwig Weiss beer by name? Koenig Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold and refreshing, Koenig Ludwig King Louie to you.
Fratres, whether you're watching baseball, football, the fights, or even something boring like tennis or golf, be sure to have a real Bavarian favorite at hand. Koenig Ludwig Weissbier, or King Louis to you.
Koenig Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold and refreshing, Koenig Ludwig King Louis to you.
Hey!
I have in my left sock today's I Snark Top 10 list.
Boom, boom, boom. 10 little, 9 little, 8 little snarks. 7 little, 6 little, 5 little snarks. 4 little, 3 little, 2 little snarks. 1 little snark.
Well, in light of the liturgical virus known as FCAP and its misconception by littergeists everywhere, from the home office in Big Leaky Dig, Massachusetts, here are the top 10 least popular innovations in the spirit of FCAP. Yes, the top 10 least popular innovations in the spirit of FCAP. You'd be surprised, these people that get hired as liturgists, and they come up with some of this crap. It's unbelievable. But yeah, here they are. Here we go. Top 10 least popular innovations in the spirit of FCAP. Number 10. Banjo player stands in front to sing with congregation while mute soprano flaps her arms like a bird. Number 9. Liturgical dancer pirouettes across aisle and expects everyone in the pew to mimic her. Number 8. Entire congregation gathers around altar and sings kumbaya with arms around each other rocking back and forth. Number 7. Liturgical skipping in the communion line. Number 6. Priest waltzes to the altar in a Barney suit while everyone in the pew sings goofy I Love You song. Number 5. While in dark church during Easter Vigil, an entire congregation rocks back and forth flicking their cigarette lighters while folk group sings nasty paraphrase of Exultet. Number 4. Corpus Christi procession led by washboard player. Number 3. First communion class sings his banner over me as love with clackers, shakers, and gestures. Number 2. Liturgical breakdancing. And the number 1 least popular innovation in the spirit of FCAP, bonfires. I snark. Still. We'll finish reviewing the hymn section of the 2010 music issue in a moment. In the meantime, get that bonfire ready! And now, here's an I Snark fun fact. Krakowska kielbasa for your sandwich. $5 a pound at your local Polish deli. König Ludwig Weissbier, so you can get blitzed. $27 from an Australian website. Christos Vincit Whitewash to clean out your hymnals, missalettes, and other worship aids of musical sins? Priceless. All right, let's finish off our hymn section of the 2010 music issue by Oregon Catholic Press. There really isn't much left here. This part of the hymn section is Solemnities and Feasts and covers the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Holy Trinity, Sacred Heart, Holy Cross, All Saints, and Christ the King. So we start at number 706, and we're going to end at the end of the hymn section, which is 752. 706, Let It Be Done to Us, / Tu Voluntad, Señor, can go. 707, 708, and 709 are big-time keepers, O Sanctissima, Salve Regina, and Ave Maria, all in Latin with English translations. 710 and 711 can go. 712, Song of Mary by Dan Schutte can stay. That actually has a hymn-like melody. 713 and 714 must go, especially the 714, Hail Mary, Gentle Woman. 715 and 716 must stay. Sing of Mary, Pure and Lowly, and On This Day, O Beautiful Mother, respectively. 717, 718, and 719 can go. In fact, 719, Mother Dear, O Pray For Me, is living proof that not all was good in music written before Vatican II either. After all, I do remember blacklisting How Great Thou Art in an earlier I Snark episode. 720, 721, and 722 are definite keepers. Mary, Woman of the Promise, O Holy Mary, gorgeous piece by Owen Allstott, probably his best work, and a fairly new piece, Hail Mary, Our Icon, by Scott Crandall. 723, Pilgrim Prayer, that one can go bye-bye. And then we have an extremely rare treat, five keepers in a row, count them, five! All praise and glad thanksgiving, Farther from the Farthest Shore, that's a text by Genevieve Glenn, Benedictine, sung to the tune Dix, which we normally know with For the Purity of the Earth and As with Gladness, Men of Old. 726, O God Almighty Father, sung to the same tune as 724. 727, Come Thou Almighty King. Now we just need to bring back Thou Whose Almighty Word to go with it. And let's see, 728, On This Day, the First of Days. However, you need to add the other three verses. 7:29 can go bye-bye. But then after that, we have four more keepers in a row. This is probably the best section of the book we're going to run into, by the way. Four keepers in a row here. 7:30, Hail Adored Trinity, which is the old 100th. 7:31, Jesus, the very thought of you, sung to St. Agnes. It really should be Jesus, the very thought of thee. 7:32, Take Up Your Cross to the tune Erhold Uns Herr, which is a fine tune. However, that hymn is better served with the tune Breslau, in my opinion, and that appears in the We Celebrate hymnal. And finally, in that list of keepers, 7:33 is a must, Lifts High the Cross. 7:34 can go. And hey, five more in a row. Keepers! Guess what they are? The Great Forerunner of the Morn, sung to the tune Winchester New, great for the birth of St. John the Baptist, which falls on June 24th. 7:36, Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones. 7:37, How Firm a Foundation, nice early American tune. And 7:38, Blessed Feast of Blessed Martyrs, to the tune in Babylone. And 7:39, which will be doing in Father Henry's funeral, For All the Saints. 7:40 and 7:41 can go. 7:41, by the way, is the Becker Litany of Saints. Really, I'd like to see us go back to the chant setting provided by the Roman Missal, if you don't mind, please. 7:42 and 7:43 are both keepers. Rejoice the Lord is King, and to Jesus Christ our Sovereign King, in that order. 7:44, Jesus the Lord, Rock O'Connor's Grand Sleeper. Send it bye-bye so I can wake up again, please. 7:45 is a keeper. All hail the power of Jesus' name. However, there are some missing verses. 7:46, the King of Glory comes, the nation rejoices. Let's trash it from the hymnal, but let's keep that liturgical dance version on YouTube. We'll keep that there. That's the one from Stephen Colbert. I believe that was an ending sequence for, what was it, Strangers with Candy or something like that, one of his earlier shows. 7:47, Hail Redeemer, King Divine. That one's a must-keep, as is 7:48. The King of Kings, Christ Jesus Reigns. That one's set to the same tune as To Jesus Christ, Our Sovereign King. 7:49, Christopher Walker's version of At the Name of Jesus. That one must go. Dang, Home on the Range sounds even better than that. The last three in the hymn section are keepers. Crown him with many crowns, but let's get the right five verses, not three, but five verses. 7:51, Alleluia, sing to Jesus, but yeah, let's get the right four verses in there. And finally, At the Name of Jesus, sung to the Ralph Vaughan Williams tune, a real gem, by the way, King's Weston. Those last three are keepers. On the next show, we are going to cover the psalm section, and I'll probably keep it brief and just go through the white list because it's going to be very short. And now here's our PodSafe Music guest, Bob Savage.
Thank you.
And there you go, Bob Savage, with a little instrumental piece to warm you up. This one is called A Cup of Coffee in Winter. Bob comes courtesy of Music Alley, www.musicalley.com. And we'll also leave a link to Bob's MySpace site in today's show notes.
Ay, 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 ay. New crystals vintage whitewash. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay. New crystals vintage whitewash.
Due to recent changes in my work situation, I, Brian Michael Page, am now available for weekday church work as well as weekend church work. This includes assisting at Holy Mass, whether they be funerals, weddings, or even regularly scheduled Sunday, Holy Day, or Ferial Masses, in the capacity of organist and or cantor. I would be willing to travel to any Roman Catholic Church in the Diocese of Providence, as well as Roman Catholic Churches within a reasonable drive in the Diocese of Norwich, Connecticut, Fall River, Massachusetts, Worcester, Massachusetts, or even the Archdiocese of Boston. Fees are reasonable and competitive, not to mention negotiable. Much of the music I play or sing is traditional and accompanied on the organ. Oh, and I forgot to mention, I'll even be happy to become your parish's music director if you so choose. Interested parties should email me at bpage69@yahoo.com. So don't be left in the dark. Hire a snark! If you haven't done so already, we encourage you to subscribe to iSnark at iTunes. We'll have a link in the show notes, as well as on the sidebar, both of which you can find at our website at theisnark.blogspot.com. That's isnark.blogspot.com. Also, in the show notes and on the sidebar at theisnark.blogspot.com, you will find a link to our Podcast Alley page. We ask but one favor, and that is to please take a minute to cast your vote for the iSnark once a month. The more votes we get, the more chaos iSnark gets to spread. So please, cast your monthly vote if you haven't already. Thank you. Finally, don't forget that our Facebook group, Fans of Crystals Vintage Anywhere, has changed to Fans of the iSnark. You don't need to leave that old group to come to the new group. We brought the new group to you already. You're already there. So if you haven't joined us yet, come on down. I'll leave a link in today's show notes. I want to thank you for joining me today. Join us again next time when we tear apart the music issues psalm section. This should be a hoot. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page, your friendly neighborhood iSnark. Peace.
iSnark is brought to you in part by Pokowska Kielbasa, our official deli meat, available at a Polish deli near you. And by Kurt Ludwig Weissbier, our official beer. Kurt Ludwig, King Louis to you. And by Crystal's Vintage Whitewash, our official detergent. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins. iSnark is copyright 2010, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.